Good evening, this is Akashvani and I'm Anita Thapar with the news at 9. The headlines. Prime Minister Narendra Modi says expansion of rail connectivity in eastern India will boost economy of entire region, lays foundation stone and dedicates to nation railway projects worth over 660 crore rupees in Jharkhand. Vice President Jagdeep Dhankar urges students to embrace opportunities beyond government jobs. Former principal of R.G. Carr Medical College and Hospital Sandeep Ghosh and Tala police officer Abhijit Mondal sent to three-day CBI custody in Kolkata rape and murder case. IMD forecasts heavy rainfall over Bihar, Jharkhand, Odisha and Chhattisgarh till tomorrow. And India's Anmol Karb clinches first individual senior international badminton title at Belgium. Prime Minister Narendra Modi today stressed that the expansion of rail connectivity in eastern India will strengthen the economy of the entire region. Mr. Modi was speaking at Ranchi in Jharkhand after laying the foundation stone and dedicating to the nation various railway projects worth over 660 crore rupees through video conferencing. Mr. Modi also virtually flagged off six Vande Bharat trains. Earlier, the Prime Minister was scheduled to flag off the trains from Tata Nagar and Jamshedpur, but his helicopter could not take off due to inclement weather conditions, so he had to launch the projects from Ranchi. Addressing the gathering virtually, Prime Minister Modi highlighted that the expansion of rail connectivity in eastern India will hugely benefit businesses, professionals and students. Speaking about the new Vande Bharat trains, the Prime Minister said it will create new employment opportunities for the youth.
इस साल झारखंड में रेल इंफ्रास्ट्रक्चर के विकास के लिए 7000 करोड़ रूपये से ज्यादा का बजट दिया गया है। रेल बजट बढ़ने का असर आप लोग देख रहे हैं। आज राज्य में नई रेल लाइन बिछाने, उनके दोहरीकरण करने और स्टेशनों पर आधुनिक सुविधाएं बढ़ाने का काम तेजी से हो रहा है। आज झारखंड भी उन राज्यों में शामिल हो गया है जहां रेलवे नेटवर्क का 100% इलेक्ट्रिफिकेशन हो चुका है। अमृत भारत स्टेशन योजना के तहत झारखंड के 50 से अधिक रेलवे स्टेशनों का भी कायाकल्प किया जा रहा है।
The Prime Minister also released the first installment of the Pradhan Mantri Awas Yojana Grameen, PMAYG, to thousands of beneficiaries. 32 crore rupees were digitally transferred to the bank accounts of beneficiaries. Besides, the Prime Minister also distributed sanction letters of 32,000 houses to beneficiaries of PMAYG. Later, addressing a public meeting at Gopal Maidan in Jamshedpur, Prime Minister and senior BJP leader Narendra Modi said, Bangladeshi and Rohingya infiltrators pose a significant threat to the state by altering the demographic landscape of Santhal Parganas and Kolhan regions.
Aaj Santhal Paragana aur Kolhan mein Bangladeshi aur Rohingya ghuspet bahut bada khatra hai. Is pure kshetra ki pehchan yahan ki demography बहुत तेजी से बदल रही है संथाल परगना में आदिवासियों की आबादी तेजी से कम हो रही है इस घुसपैठ के कारण हर झारखंडी असुरक्षित महसूस कर रहा है
Prime Minister Modi reached Ahmedabad in Gujarat this evening. Tomorrow, Mr. Modi will interact with the beneficiaries of the Pradhan Mantri Surya Ghar Muft Bijli Yojana and inaugurate the fourth edition of Renewable Energy Conference at Mahatma Mandir in Gandhinagar. In the evening, Mr. Modi will inaugurate and lay the foundation stone of multiple development projects worth more than 8,000 crore rupees in Ahmedabad. Our correspondent reports that the Prime Minister will also flag off the second phase of the metro rail extension connecting Ahmedabad and Gandhinagar.
Prime Minister Narendra Modi will inaugurate the second phase of Ahmedabad Metro tomorrow, connecting Narendra Modi Stadium in Motera to Gandhinagar Sector 1 and GIFT City. The new operational route is 21-kilometer extension of the existing north-south corridor of Ahmedabad Metro Phase 1 and will initially cover 8 metro stations. The PM will also take the ride of the metro from Gandhinagar Sector 1 metro station to GIFT City. The extension will boost connectivity between Gandhinagar and Ahmedabad and will also provide this speedy and affordable public transport to people. Aparna Khun, Akashwani News, Ahmedabad.
Vice President Jagdeep Dhankar today appealed to the students to explore opportunities in the field of technology beyond government jobs. The Vice President was addressing a function after inaugurating the digital tower at Ramdeo Baba University in Nagpur. The 12-story tower features modern digital classrooms for computer science and engineering students. The Vice President emphasized the potential of quantum computing and green hydrogen.
This digital tower is a gateway to opportunities. You look into blue economy, oceanography. You look into space economy. You examine technological options and you will know you have much to contribute. Disruptive technologies, artificial intelligence, machine learning, blockchain, they are challenges and opportunities. India is one of the few countries in the world that has taken global lead in these technologies.
Earlier in the day, Vice President Dhankar inaugurated constitution temples at the 434 industrial trading institutes across Maharashtra through video conferencing at an event in Mumbai. The constitution temples have been designed to educate students about the importance and sanctity of the Constitution of India. Delhi Chief Minister Arvind Kejriwal has announced that he will resign from the chief ministerial post after 2 days. The Aam Aadmi Party, AAP, national convener said, in the next couple of days, a meeting of the party MLAs will be held to decide a new chief minister. Addressing the AAP workers at the party office in the national capital, Mr. Kejriwal demanded that the assembly polls in Delhi, which is due in February next year, should be held in November this year, along with elections in Maharashtra.
फरवरी में चुनाव है आज इस मंच से मैं मांग करता हूं कि ये चुनाव नवंबर में कराए जाएं महाराष्ट्र के साथ कराए जाएं और जब तक आपका फैसला नहीं आएगा तब तक मैं जिम्मेदारी नहीं संभालूंगा और मैंने जैसे बताया दो दिन के बाद मैं अपना इस्तीफा दूंगा जब तक चुनाव नहीं होते तब तक मेरी जगह आम आदमी पार्टी से कोई और मुख्यमंत्री बनेगा अगले दो तीन दिन के अंदर विधायक दल की मीटिंग होगी और विधायक दल की मीटिंग में अगले मुख्यमंत्री के नाम का तय किया जाएगा.
The Supreme Court on Friday had granted bail to the Delhi Chief Minister in a corruption case related to the excise policy scam. Meanwhile, BJP spokesperson Sudhanshu Trivedi has alleged that Arvind Kejriwal's announcement is a direct acceptance of the allegations of corruption charges against him. He was arresting the media at the party headquarters in Delhi this afternoon.
जेल में रहकर तो इस्तीफे की बात की नहीं, बाहर क्यों आके की है? और अब कह रहे हैं कि हम मांग करते हैं कि चुनाव जल्दी कराया जाए. कहीं ऐसा तो नहीं चुनावी दंगल में उतरने की जो बात आ रही है वो आपकी पार्टी के अंदर कोई दंगल हो रहा है जिसकी वजह से आपको लग रहा आप संभालना मुश्किल होगा? दिल्ली की जनता के मन में प्रश्न है कि त्याग पत्र की आवश्यकता किस व्यवस्था के साथ है.
कैंपेनिंग इज इन फुल स्विंग फॉर द फर्स्ट फेज ऑफ असेंबली इलेक्शंस इन जम्मू एंड कश्मीर. 24 assembly constituencies will go to polls in this phase on the 18th of this month. Senior BJP leader and Union Home Minister Amit Shah will address 3 rallies tomorrow at Ramban, Kishwar and Padar areas of the Chenab Valley. 8 assembly constituencies of the Chenab Valley and Jammu Division are going to polls in the first phase. Our correspondent reports Ramban seat is one of the key constituencies among them.
A total of 365 polling stations are spread across the 2 assembly constituencies of Ramban and Banihal, ensuring that every registered voter has the opportunity to participate in the democratic process. The Ramban assembly constituency is notable for its balanced voter demographic. To ensure thorough voter access, 171 polling stations have been assigned to this constituency, reflecting its importance in the district's electoral structure. A total of 15 candidates from various political parties and independents are in the electoral fray. The prominent candidates are Arjun Singh Raju from Jammu Kashmir National Conference, Rajesh Thakur from Bharatiya Janata Party, Bahadur Singh from Jammu Kashmir National Panthers Party, Girdhari Lal from Democratic Progressive Azad Party and Tilak Raj from Shiv Sena. The election department has made adequate security arrangements to ensure smooth and incident-free elections. This is Renuka RS with N. Gulshan Raina for Akashvani News from Jammu.
Election campaign has also picked up pace for single-phase assembly polls in Haryana. Voting for the 90-member state assembly will be held on the 5th of October. Interacting with the media in Karnal today, Haryana election in charge and BJP leader Dharmendra Pradhan said, the BJP government in the state worked in the interests of farmers, women and youth during the last 10 years. This is Akashvani giving you the news. For quick news updates round the clock, follow us on our X handle at AIR News Alerts. In West Bengal, former principal of R.G. Carr Medical College and Hospital Sandeep Ghosh and former officer in charge of Tala Police Station Abhijit Mondal were sent to 3 days CBI custody. They were produced before the Sialdah court today. The Central Bureau of Investigation, CBI, last night arrested both the accused in the case related to the rape and murder of a trainee doctor at R.G. Carr Medical College in Kolkata. There were allegations against them of tampering with the evidences and delay in filing the FIR in the incident. The India Meteorological Department, IMD, has forecast very heavy rainfall at isolated places over Bihar, Jharkhand, Odisha and Chhattisgarh tomorrow due to deep depression over Gangetic West Bengal. The IMD said the deep depression is likely to weaken into a depression and move northwestwards across Jharkhand and Chhattisgarh during the next 48 hours. The IMD said due to the deep depression, extremely heavy rainfall occurred over Jharkhand, Gangetic West Bengal and the northern parts of Odisha today. Light to moderate rainfall is also expected over the eastern parts of the country. India has sent humanitarian assistance to Myanmar, Vietnam and Laos in solidarity with people affected by Typhoon Yagi. External Affairs Minister Dr. S. Jaishankar said in a social media post that 10 tons of aid, including dry ration, clothing and medicines, left for Myanmar on board INS Satpura today. The Indian Air Force has deployed a C-17 Globemaster aircraft to provide humanitarian assistance and disaster relief to flood-affected Vietnam and Laos. In China, a powerful typhoon, Bibenka, is approaching the eastern coast, prompting authorities to prepare for heavy rainfall. The typhoon is expected to make landfall near Shanghai later tonight. The country's Emergency Management Ministry has warned of extremely heavy rainstorms in the region. Meanwhile, in the Philippines, tropical storm Bibenka has caused significant damage, leaving 6 people dead and at least 2 missing. Torrential rain caused by storm Boris continues to wreak havoc across central and eastern Europe. Rivers were overflowing from Poland to Romania. Some parts of the Czech Republic and Poland are facing the worst flooding in almost 3 decades. The floods proved deadly in Romania yesterday, where 4 people died during floods in the southeastern region of Galati. In Poland, 1 person died in the country's worst hit Kłodzow County area today, while 1,600 people were evacuated. In Nigeria, at least 41 people lost their lives in a tragic boat accident in the northwestern part of the country today. 12 people were rescued. A wooden boat carrying over 50 passengers and crew capsized on a river near Gumi, a town in Zamfara state. Sri Lanka is heading into the final week of campaigning before the presidential elections. Speaking at a public rally in Mithlay, President Ranil Wickremesinghe defended his administration against criticism from the National People's Party. He highlighted the country's progress in education and infrastructure. Meanwhile, speaking to a local newspaper, opposition leader Sajith Premadasa has reiterated his commitment to implementing the 13th Amendment to the Constitution if elected to power. A SpaceX Crew Dragon capsule splashed off the coast of Florida today, marking the successful conclusion of the Polaris Dawn mission. 4 astronauts returned to Earth after a 5-day journey that included the world's first commercial spacewalk. The crew conducted various scientific experiments and technological demonstrations while aboard the International Space Station. The U.S. space agency NASA hailed the mission as a major milestone for the commercial space industry. Thiru Onam, the most auspicious day of the Onam festival, is being celebrated today. The 10-day-long festival is celebrated from Atham to Thiru Onam. It's one of the biggest cultural festivals in Kerala. The President, Vice President and Prime Minister have greeted the people on the occasion. President Draupadi Murmu has extended her greetings to the citizens on the eve of Milad un-Nabi. The birth anniversary of Prophet Muhammad is observed as Milad un-Nabi. In her message, President Murmu said the Prophet inspired everyone to strengthen the feelings of love and brotherhood and stressed on equality and harmony in society. In sports and badminton, India's rising star Anmol Karp secured her first individual senior international title by winning the women's singles event at the Belgian International 2024 at Leuven in Belgium. In a remarkable display of skill and determination, the 17-year-old overcame Denmark's Amalie Schultz 24-22, 12-21 and 21-10 in the finals. And now before we end the bulletin, the headlines once again. Prime Minister Narendra Modi says expansion of rail connectivity in eastern India will boost the economy of entire region, lays foundation stone and dedicates to nation railway projects worth over 660 crore rupees in Jharkhand. Vice President Jagdeep Dhankar urges students to embrace opportunities beyond government jobs. Former principal of R.G. Carr Medical College and Hospital Sandeep Ghosh and Tala police officer Abhijit Mondal sent to 3 days CBI custody in Kolkata rape and murder case. IMD forecasts heavy rainfall over Bihar, Jharkhand, Odisha and Chhattisgarh till tomorrow, and India's Anmol Karp clinches first individual senior international badminton title at Belgium. And that's all in the news at 9. Good night.